This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill continue in House of Representatives. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says action plan being prepared to enroll 3% children out of basic school education. 3-month-long Nepal-India border survey completed. 42 new border pillars constructed and 109 others maintained. And US and Iran signed deal to end war with further talks during next 60 days. Now the news in detail. Ministry-wise deliberations on the appropriation bill are continuing in the House of Representatives today. Responding to lawmakers' queries, Education and Sports Minister Susmit Pokhrel said the government has allocated the maximum possible budget to the education sector based on available resources with a strong emphasis on digital education. He said investments are being made from the school level rather in digital learning and teacher capacity building, adding that all secondary schools will be equipped with smart boards. He added that about 3% of children are still out of basic education, and an action plan has been prepared to identify and enroll them. Likewise, Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahabir Poon, has stressed the need to prepare for approving and promoting innovation. He said innovation centers should be established in universities to help bring products to the market. The innovation minister added that an idea bank would be developed to turn ideas into practical outcomes. A 3-month joint field survey on the Nepal-India border has been completed, resulting in the construction of 42 new border pillars and maintenance of 109 others. The survey team worked from Trivenighat in Nawalparasi to Bardia, covering Baki, Dang and Kapilvastu districts. Officials cite the study focused on locating missing and damaged pillars and updating records. According to the survey department, 35 of the new pillars were built in Baki alone. Of the repaired pillars, 95 were maintained on both the Nepal and Indian sides. Chief Surveyor Kim Rana said preparations are underway to link border pillars with a GPS-based system. Continuous 72-hour GPS observations were carried out at key stations in Nawalparasi, Kapilvastu, Dang and Baki. A review meeting of the Joint Border Security Mechanism was also held in Nepalganj, where officials discussed pillar conditions, maintenance progress and future plans. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Canal returned home yesterday evening after concluding a 4-day official visit to China. During the visit, Minister Canal held bilateral talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two sides agreed to further strengthen Nepal-China relations based on mutual friendship, goodwill and cooperation. Nepal reaffirmed its commitment to the One China policy and stated that its territory would not be allowed to be used against China's interest. China reiterated its support for Nepal's sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity, and expressed continued support for Nepal's priorities in good governance and economic development. The two countries discussed expanding cooperation in areas including infrastructure, connectivity, border management, energy, trade, investment, agriculture, information technology, tourism and the supply of chemical fertilizers and petroleum products. The Department of Foreign Employment has stepped up efforts to control fraud and address complaints related to migrant workers. Yesterday, 29 complaints were registered, 29 arrests warrants were issued and 9 people were arrested and presented before authorities. 9 cases were settled through mutual agreement. The department also issued 68 official documents and handled cases involving recruitment agencies, rescue operations and compensation. 6 people were rescued and 2 received compensation. Out of 11 complaints filed through Helu Sarkar, 9 were resolved. Of 47 complaints received via the call center, 29 have been settled. The department has urged complainants to submit complete documents through the Ministry Secretariat or WhatsApp for faster processing. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have signed an initial 14-paragraph agreement aimed at ending the ongoing conflict, according to the White House. The BBC cited the White House as saying the deal commits both sides to continued negotiations over the next 60 days, which can be extended with mutual consent to reach a final comprehensive agreement. Key points include Iran's commitment not to develop or acquire nuclear weapons and provisions to address Iran's existing stockpile of enriched uranium, and the material is expected to be downblended under supervision of the International Atomic Agency, through the extract mechanism, will be finalized in later talks. The framework also outlines possible reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a $300 billion reconstruction plan for Iran, and termination of U.S. sanctions if Iran meets its commitments. Trump reportedly signed a hard copy of the document during a dinner hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron at the Palace of Versailles, where the White House said Pezeshkian also signed it. An official signing ceremony involving both sides had been scheduled in Switzerland, but its status remains uncertain. Meanwhile, oil prices have declined on Thursday, after the United States and Iran signed an interim peace agreement, resuming a downward trend in global markets. According to Al Jazeera, Brent crude fell by 2.3% in Asian trading, bringing the international benchmark close to levels seen before recent fluctuations. The drop came after several days of volatility. Brent briefly surged above $81 per barrel on Wednesday, following remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump, who warned that the United States could resume military action if Iran failed to comply with the agreement. Market analysts say prices remain sensitive to geopolitical developments, with uncertainty over the durability of the interim deal continuing to influence trading patterns. Now, sports update. Portugal were held to a 1-1 draw by Congo last night, dropping early points in the group stage of the FIFA World Cup 2026. In the latest game of this same group, Colombia produced a strong performance to defeat Uzbekistan by 3-1. In Group L, England defeated Croatia by 4-2 in a high-scoring encounter, while Ghana aced Panama by 1-0 in a tight contest to secure 3 points. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Terai regions of Koshi and Madhya provinces, while the Terai region of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karunali and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Terai regions of Koshi and Madhya provinces. Hot day conditions are likely at some places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, and at a few places in the Terai regions of Bagmati and Gundaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministry-wise deliberations on a preparation bill continue in House of Representatives. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says action plan being prepared to enroll 3% children out of basic education. 3-month-long Nepal-India border survey completed. 42 new border pillars constructed and 109 others maintained. And U.S. and Iran signed deal to end war, with further talks due in next 60 days. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.